As I mentioned yesterday, we're in Galicia, the province of Spain, related to the Galician people, Gaelic people. They speak a form of Spanish that is actually the mother tongue behind Portuguese. So, for example, when you see a sign for a church, iglesia, here it's igreja, like in Portuguese. So it's interesting to see the signs and the language change as we move from the middle of Spain over into the western north corner of Spain. Sounds much more Portuguese, and the people look a little more pale, a little more white, a little more Irish than we've seen so far. It's also interesting to hear the bagpipes. Another reminder that we're in a Galician part of Spain. Their bagpipes look different. They're not like the Scottish bagpipes with the plaid covering. They actually, the ones I've seen two sets so far, they look like leather. It's probably the stomach or some internal organ emptied out from a pig or a cow or something, and there's pipes that they play on, and there's some drone pipes. I think someone told me there's less drone pipes on a Galician bagpipe than on a Scottish bagpipe. So it's interesting to see that Gaelic Celtic influence in this region. But today I want to talk about a monastery, a Benedictine monastery that we attended in Samos, and huge, glorious Benedictine monastery, two cloisters in it, amazing architecture, amazing art. Even though it burned down in the last century, they rebuilt the interior and they repainted it. And the paintings are a little modern. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I've put some up. It's a little bit more modern style, but they cover the traditional elements of Benedictine piety in the life of St. Benedict. For example, the episode of St. Scholastica, the twin sister of Benedict, praying for a storm so that Benedict would stay one night with her so that they could chat, talk, and pray together. That was depicted there. Just go to my Instagram account, Dr. Taylor Marshall, all one word, and you can see the photos there in Samos. But one of the sadder, oh, and one more thing, they have the picture when you come in, and in Spanish there it says, over 1,000 years serving the pilgrims. And there's a medieval manuscript of Benedictine monks scrubbing the wounds, tending pilgrims in bed, feeding pilgrims. And you realize that for over a millennia, this monastery on the Camino has been serving these pilgrims. Many pilgrims by this point have run out of money. They've gotten colds, gotten viruses. They're sick. They're malnourished. They don't have the food and the coffee and the drinks and the protein bars and the fruit that we're carrying with us. They had very little. They're eating what they have along the way. So these pilgrims are run down, and these Benedictines are holding them up. So it's neat to see that along the way. But here's the sad thing. We asked, we had a guide that showed us through the monastery. She was very particular about us not wandering off or opening doors. She wanted us on the tour. And we asked how many monks live there. And this place, I mean, from the looks of it, and I think she may have even said over 500 monks, a major monastery. She said, well, we're only allowed to say there are but a few monks here. And from the looks of it, it seemed pretty much empty. And she said in older days, you know, young men from all over Galicia would come here and train to be Benedictine monks. But she said that that training facility, I'm assuming maybe she's referring to the Oblates, I'm not sure, has not been operative now for a few decades. And so in the last 50 years or so, this monastery has been in steep decline. And I only saw with my own eyes one monk the entire time we were there. He was actually working in the gift shop. But there wasn't much evidence of many monks being there. And that's sad. And to be honest, one of the hardest things about being on the Camino Santiago and moving across Spain is seeing empty churches, is seeing churches, like even in Leon, paying to have to go in and seeing it listed as a museum and thinking to myself, no, this is a temple of God. This is a cathedral. This is a basilica erected to the glory of God as a place of prayer for the nations. And yet it's being advertised as a museum, literally a museum. Maybe I'm not getting it right in the translation, but to see that and to see these churches that are emptied and not being used is sad. It shows that Spain has, there's faithful people there, I know, but Spain is in a decline in the faith. And I think the closing and abandonment of these monasteries, especially this one here in Samos, even though it's glorious and beautiful, we went into the main church, and let me tell you, it was wonderful. You know, even though they're not using the original high altar, they've kind of gone post-Vatican II, even that was done well. You know, it wasn't modernist, it wasn't crazy, it wasn't updated, it was still beautiful. It looked like a medieval Benedictine church. So even though those things are there, what God desires most of all are the hearts of humans to love Him, to serve Him, to sacrifice. And so I think we should pray for not only Spain, not only this monastery in Samos, pray for them, that this tradition of caring for pilgrims continues. But let's pray for the Catholic Church, that we don't decline, that there's vocations to the priesthood, that there are men and women who love each other and enter into matrimony and raise up godly offspring and children who love God and love the church and love humanity and bring about the love of the Trinity in their lives and in the lives of others. So signing out here from Galicia, Spain, and we're getting closer and closer to Santiago, and I look forward to reporting on that. Till next time, buen camino.